This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian intelligence has released a video of a sea drone attack Saturday, which Russian authorities say damaged a Russian tanker near the strategic bridge linking Russia to the annexed peninsula of Crimea. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
According to Russian installed officials in Crimea, no one was hurt, but the Crimean bridge and ferry transport were suspended for several hours. Russian media said the SIG vessel, approaching the Kerch Strait, linking the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, was hit by Ukrainian drones. Ukraine's Interfax agency, citing an unnamed Ukrainian security service source, also said Ukraine's navy was behind the attack with drones in its territorial waters. Kiev seldom claims responsibility for attacks inside Russia or on Russian-controlled territory in Ukraine. Vasil Mayuk, head of Ukraine's SBU security service, did not directly say that Ukraine had attacked the vessel, but he commented that any incident with Russian ships or the Crimean bridge was, quote, an absolute logical and efficient step towards the enemy.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Russia condemned the Ukrainian strike on its civilian vessels in the Kerch Strait, calling it a terrorist attack. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said Saturday Russia will respond and punish those responsible. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev also suggested Saturday Moscow would launch retaliatory strikes against Ukrainian ports in response to Kyiv's attacks on Russian ships in the Black Sea. Protests against the Israeli government's judicial reforms entered their 31st week Saturday. Last week, the Israeli government passed the first major piece of legislation in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the country's legal system, part of a broader plan that triggered the nationwide protests, divided the country, and rattled the powerful military and influential business community. This is VOA News. West African Defense Chief and the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, have drawn up a plan for a possible military intervention in Niger if that country's military coup is not reversed by a Sunday deadline and President Mohamed Bazoum is not released and reinstated. Regional military chiefs convened from Wednesday to Friday in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, to discuss the political crisis in neighboring Niger. U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield and President of the UN Security Council during August told VOA the United States has made it clear its support for ECOWAS, Bazoum, and the Nigerian people.
This is an unacceptable action by the military, and we have to work together with the region to try to push back on this.
Meanwhile, a journalist says Niger's new military junta has asked for help from the Russian mercenary group Wagner as the deadline nears for its release of the country's ousted president or face a possible military intervention. The journalist said the request came during a visit by one of the coup leaders to neighboring Mali, where Wagner is active. The political future of Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was thrown into doubt Saturday when police arrested him at his home after a court handed him a 3-year jail sentence for asset concealment. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The prison sentence could see Khan barred from politics, as the law says people with a criminal conviction cannot hold or run for public office. His Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party, or PTI, condemned the ruling and said it will challenge the decision in a superior court. While a superior court can suspend the conviction, it's the country's election body that can ultimately disqualify Khan from politics. Efforts to put Khan behind bars have been stepped up ahead of elections expected later this year. His popularity and large support base, combined with his ability to mobilize massive crowds, pose a threat to the ruling coalition. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Two police officers in Orlando, Florida, have been shot and were critically injured during a traffic stop in the city. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Orlando's police chief, Eric Smith, says it happened late Friday night when the officer stopped a vehicle as part of an investigation into a homicide in southern Florida. He says the two officers were shot by a suspect inside that car, who then carjacked another vehicle and got away. At one point, authorities were focusing their search for the suspect near an outlet mall in the city's tourism district, warning people in the area to expect traffic delays and urging others to stay away. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at this and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.